Hi, everybody. We're here again. Tonight is our night to do self-empowerment, and it's the 30th of May, 2012. So let's do a clearing to get people self-empowered, and let's get rid of a couple entities that are making you not become self-empowered. So that might be a way to look at it. So let's get rid of an entity or entities that are lazy. That might be a good way to look at it. So here we go. Lazy entities. Goodbye. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, and four. We take the night off, Carrie. We'll call it quits.
Five. I know. I'm yawning. I think you got one
seven,
of mine.
Yeah, eight, nine, and ten.
Oh, goodness.
And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, we're getting slow. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, you're on. Oh, you're on now.
Well, hi. Welcome, everybody. So we're on station one tonight. I think Ron already said it's Wednesday, May 30th, 2012. So if you're listening to an archive, you probably got some lazy entities released, too, I think. Do the entity releases work on the archives, Ron?
Yeah, all the healings that work five times for each particular clearing. For anybody. So if you listen to five shows in a year, then that clearing will work five times for you.
Okay,
so
great.
It will not, somebody said, Ron, well, could I go on each particular program and do five clearings of the same one and it'll work? I go, no, it's five times, period. So if you have an emotional clearing, it'll be good for five samples for five times. And then it's up to you to, you know, to do your own clearing. So that's the way the clearings work. So after your sixth time one, you're not going to have any clearing done to you by the light ship. So we could have callers tonight if anybody wants to call in about being self-empowered. And maybe you can see how you guys feel with these lazy entities leaving. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So the numbers tonight, they're listed under the play button for Station 1 on the BBS.com website on Ron's Creation Lightship page. So toll-free for the U.S. and Canada tonight is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Or if that's not working out, try area code, let's see, what should we do, line 4, 530, area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. Otherwise, just type your questions into the fast chat, which I'm just refreshing right now to see if we have any questions yet. Let's see. Bonnie says, yes, Ron, entities that are lazy. That's funny. I was surprised at how much I was yawning at that. I must be lugging around some real lazy buggers lately. Do entities that are lazy, here's a question from Julie. Do entities that are lazy come into us when we are lazy or whenever?
Yeah, they get activated typically by that reason. Yes, that would be correct.
So we'd have to be lolling about, not doing too much, and in they'd hop.
Right, yeah. So if you're not doing too much and you're kind of kicking back, doing nothing, then more than likely they will come into you because they want to kick back too. And then they'll also take your energy, making you feel even more slow or lazy. So that's kind of the way they tend to work. They will come in to you through that experience, unfortunately. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Now do we, oh, we have a caller. Wonderful. Who's on the line?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Rod. Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Nope, Janice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've done that before. I don't know why. I hear the end of your name, and anyway, hi.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was yawning like crazy with the entity release, and I just had to laugh because instead of going for my normal walk tonight, I just decided to lay down and take a nap instead. So I'm really happy to get rid of those. But I really am calling. I wanted to share with an experience that I had yesterday, another strange one. And I was just wondering if Ron could tune into this. Maybe I'm just way off base. But, Ron, I was wondering if something happened to me often the Beyondo with one of my fighting with the soldiers. I experienced a out of the blue. I was just chopping up some cabbage and making up some coleslaw, and I just started sweating, and it wasn't a hot flash sweat. It was like a cold sweat. I felt like I was going into shock. And my clothes were soaking wet. I was dizzy. We had a really, really windy day here yesterday. We had a lot of big black clouds coming through. It was just a really, really bizarre incident. I kept going through and trying to figure out, you know, what it was in my mind and trying to am I going into shock? Am I having a hot flash? But the thing that I needed to do was to lay down and put my feet up, and I had to change my clothes because I was just soaking wet. And I've never had anything like this happen again, and I thought that I felt like I was dying, but my mind was still alert, and I could still function. You know, and I thought maybe it was a blood sugar thing. I was just ruling out everything. So the only thing that my spirit was telling me, and I was just calling to see, did something happen to me on a different timeline yesterday with one of my seven bodies out there fighting?
Boy, it doesn't feel like it. It does feel like some energy was kind of strange around you. That's what I'm picking up.
I'm sorry, it's not like what?
On that right now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How are you feeling? Feeling better?
Yeah, my body was like involuntarily jerking right now, but I didn't hear you say what you thought it was, Ron.
Yeah, I don't think it had to do with fighting. It felt like more like it had to do with the energy around where you're living. And maybe the ship
cloud
like doing something.
Here we go.
Oh, let's get rid of some of these energies here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, how's that feel,
Janice?
There
we go.
Feel a little better?
Yes, I felt something shift in that last one there.
Yeah, it felt like you had something attached to you from the clouds.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right, because I couldn't. There's a couple of them that came through that I just couldn't keep my eyes off of. So I'm like, should I be watching these clouds or not? I mean, some of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They probably hooked you in when you were looking at them. Yep.
Oh, so don't watch the clouds anymore then.
No, I don't normally watch them too much myself. If I see them, I tend to get rid of them, but I don't get glued onto them.
Okay.
Because if you start watching them, then they're going to abduct you.
Well, that was another thought I was thinking. I thought, am I being abducted? What's going on here? You know, I just knew something wasn't right.
You're probably actually up there also battling them, you know, as a soldier, as they abducted you. So the abduction happened first, and so that was probably what was going on is not that you were injured in battle. It was the fact that you were battling the darkness. Of the clouds. So that's how I kind of perceive that. And what was happening to you, it felt like you were maybe possibly in a battle for your life, and you and the soldiers, you know, took care of that situation. That's what it feels like to me. So it wasn't as if you're out there battling and that happened. You got abducted, then you started battling. That's what I pick up.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Never a dull moment.
Nope.
All right. Thank you for that. I just would like to share one other quick thing that happened to me over the weekend is I felt like I had a clone moment. I was playing cards, and I was sitting at the card table, and my whole body just went like I had no control over it whatsoever. I just felt like I wasn't there. And I just threw my cards on the table, and my daughter looked at me and said, "What are you doing? How many points do you have?" And I'm like, and it took me a while, and all of a sudden I was just like jerked myself back and went, oh, I didn't count my points, you know, and I even said it out loud. Oh, I think I just had a clone moment. I mean, it was really a bizarre. I was never that, you know, in tune to the switchovers that happened, you know. It was very, very, very strange and interesting at the same time. Just wanted to share that. Okay, well, thank you for bringing me back from the clouds.
Yep, you're welcome. Yeah, because that's what you, that's what you needed, yeah.
All right, thanks, Gary. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Janice. So,
beep.
Oh, yes, we did. We had a second beep. Is somebody else still on the line?
Yes, hi.
Oh.
Hi there.
Hi. I wanted to, now that Janice just talked about what happened to her, something occurred to me while Ron was doing that. I think I called in on your other show and I requested something because I was thinking about Memorial Day being, you know, people going to the cemetery and bringing up all the entities. And so I was wondering if that had something to do with the aliens, probably just, especially the weather was crazy from what I was reading on all the fast chats, all the, you know, the tornadoes and everything was like crazy out there. So I had the only reason I requested, and I'm sorry, I requested it when you did all that heavy-duty clearing for 1950, I believe, and I was like disappointed, but I understood you couldn't, you know, your energy field couldn't handle because when you helped the entities leave the cemeteries, that was a big one. The light ship helped, and I thought that would be a great clearing if we can get all the soldier and entities because that'll help the enlisted soldiers possibly. Get at least those entities, maybe not the time. I don't know if it involves the timelines, but that's why I requested it, and I still think it's a still good
idea.
I'm
okay now, so let's do one for more current soldiers here.
Okay,
so we have
whatever you can handle.
Yeah, we'll do the ones that were killed in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
so here we go.
Okay.
One, boy, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Okay, let's do ones now for the Iraq war, naturally. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, boy. Back to you guys.
Ron, that's the, I forgot about something. What if the somebody was in the, you know, in military, National Guard or something? They died, but they died of cancer after the, had nothing to do with the war. But they were in the military, so they have that group soul, probably group energy. So when you just cleared the entities, if he's an entity, is it possible he went to the, where light chip, whatever the light chip does for those entities?
Well, I cleared away people that died physically in a war.
During the war, during the actual war, they got shot or whatever. Oh, okay. So basically, that he still needs a deceased loved one emotional clearing and the spirit.
Right.
It's sort of like the same spirit barcode, Ron. When you do this deceased, you know, when you do the deceased loved one spirit clearing, that's like doing the barcode for a live person.
Yes. Uh huh.
Is that similar?
It'd be similar to that. Yes. Uh huh.
But if you only could do one, you should do the spirit before you do the emotion. I know that there's an entity then, but
yeah, I would always do the spirit first.
First, okay.
And then from there, do the bothering people would be the emotional body. But
right.
You first want to do the spirit, because you want to make sure that gets out of here.
Is it possible to, well, this is a crazy question. He fought for the National Guard, so he was protecting, supposedly, this country. Now, I had this feeling when he died that I said I should ask him if he wants to enlist, but I don't really want to communicate with him, but I didn't really want to drag him into another war after he's fought cancer and stuff. Is that, you can't do that for somebody else, right? You can't, like, enlist somebody. They'd have to, if they somehow knew on some spirit level and they wanted to join, they just would do it, right? No.
Okay. No spirit will ever enlist in anything because the spirit doesn't do that.
Okay.
So, number one, you can't ask your spirit or somebody else's spirit to enlist because you think you can be enlisted because the spirit is going to enlist. No, the spirits never enlist. Physical body enlists. So that's the difference. There's a website out there mentioning something about having your spirit request that you can enlist people or something, or enlist yourself or whatever. No, that is completely 100% incorrect. You have to have...
You have to be alive, right? You have to be alive.
Live, for one, and you have to do it consciously and come on the calls whenever I have those to enlist. You can't go and enlist any other way because the... You're not enlisting into the light ship to do fighting. They don't do that. And so there's information out there that is 100% incorrect on another website. Your spirit does not enlist, number one. If you want to enlist, then you have to contact me, and then you have to go to the founding fathers of the country here, which are timeline travelers, and they can enlist you. And then I set up those appointments. Certain times. I may do it maybe in a couple of weeks or so, you know, at some point. But
it's on the 4th of July, Ron, around that time.
You can probably do it then, yeah.
That would be a perfect time. Okay, that wasn't my original question that I called in for. I just, like, all of what Janice had said made me, you know, think of all this, and I meant to ask about this a while back. But my real question, okay, I've asked this 1,000 times because I guess I didn't ask it the proper way. At least I couldn't get it out of my system to explain what I'm... So this time I'm going to go slower. Seven generation clearing. I bought three of them, and I have not done them on myself. And then I realized I want them done on my son because I want it to transfer to his father and me.
Okay, if you're going to do a seven generational clearing and you want it to include your son must have a whole lifetime clearing done for him. And then
that's what I was going to ask you.
Then you do the seven generations for him, and it will affect you because you're still living.
But then do I have to, or his father have to have done the whole life? I've done it, so that's why it's not a big deal. I've never done any whole life clearings on my son. So that's why I wanted to ask before I go ahead and do
it. You have to do him, and then from there you can do the seven generation after that. And it will.
But then his father does not have to do the whole life for him to feel it, for him to get the
effect? Go right up the line and help clear away some of their stuff. So I can't say everything, but it will start to clear away the energies that are affecting people on down the line.
But how does it help me, Ron? I mean, I already did the whole life, so does it make it even, just going on my cellular level, that's all it's doing now, right? It's not.
Maybe an extra 20% of stuff from you, possibly, that he's activated. Remember, it works with him. Whatever he's activated, if it's attached to you, it will help to eliminate part of that, okay? Now, if you don't have an issue there and it skipped you, and it would work on your parents. But if it's whatever he is
working. Left. Only who is alive, you said. Not the generations that, even if it's seven generations and they're dead.
Yeah.
It does. You sure it doesn't do it? Because I don't know. I know the dark side and the Buddhists, they believe that you do all this stuff and it goes down the generations. That if you're the person practicing Buddhism, they do whatever. I know it's a dark side and stuff. But I'm just saying that I just can't believe that the light chip doesn't. It doesn't affect, if you're doing seven generations and those people are not alive, it should affect them on some level, their spirit at least.
Spirit is in a body already. Free will, free choice. It's already probably in a body. You go back, somebody who died 100 years ago, they're probably already incarnated. And the clearing will not work for their spirit. It will not work for their body, but it will go back for the person and take away the energy that's inside of you causing that particular problem. If they're alive,
the living
it can affect
people
them.
That, yeah.
But no.
Living family member?
I'm just start saying that. That's
you.
The dark side teaching. And the Buddhists are talking about that, about taking away karma from spirits, and that's a dark side teaching.
No, whenever they do the memorial, they claim that the more you do that, that's what's going to help your they know the spirits are still wandering. They say that the more you do it, that you're helping them. I wasn't really born a Buddhist, but when I decided to go looking into all this stuff, that's what I heard, and I felt better thinking I was helping my ancestors.
No, you're not. You're only taking an issue away from you that they gave you. So you're going deeper into your cellular memory, take away the issue. If they're living, it can go up the line and help them also, but, typically, it's going to be just a couple generations, maybe three.
So you're helping the body and the spirit with the living person.
You're helping.
When you're clearing.
No, you're not helping the spirit. You're helping the body of the stored.
Our body. Okay.
That the person's living, it could, once you clear an issue out of the body, then it also gets cleared out of the spirit because they resonate to each other. So it can also help in that direction, but it's not going to be focused on the spirit.
But then there's imprints. You have, clearings for imprints. So it sounds like even if you clear the body DNA, there might be an imprint. Like, dark side practitioners have imprints as well besides just clearing their mind control transmissions. You know what I'm saying? Because I really don't understand that difference where you have, when you say on your list of services, there's a slight more clearing as an imprint, like an emotional body, a trauma body, spirit imprint clearing. So that's why I'm, just questioning what this, when you clear this on the seventh generation, I thought it was just, definitely I know it's DNA level, cellular, but then the spirit,
DNA level, yes.
But then the spirit, how does it help the spirit, Harley? In the imprint on the spirit?
If the person's living, then
the person living, I'm talking about.
Clear for yourself, if you do a physical healing on yourself, then it will also help your spirit because the spirit is contaminated also, so it will resonate from one contaminated body, which is your physical body, And if you clear that out, it'll resonate back to the spirit contaminated body of that same particular situation. So, yeah, it does work that way.
Okay. And that's what imprint
is? But it's not going to work with anybody who isn't living. The person is dead, but you're going to be able to clear that person's spirit because they're probably already in another body living.
Yes.
Now, if you knew who the person was and you did a clearing on that body, you could clear the spirit. Remember, the dark side clears away those energies.
The only way you can just clear any deceased person is a deceased loved one, right? That's the only way you can help a dead spirit that's like already passed in your generation.
You can help them, yeah.
That's the only way. Okay, so that's what I was asking. The imprint is what the living person's dealing with, their spirit, after the body gets, contaminated and you're clearing it out. Then the spirit's clearing out is the imprint that it's clearing, or what?
I'm trying
to understand what imprint is.
Imprint.
So, Ron, what pulling means is, let's say I have a lifetime of fear, and my fear body is really full, and the fear body is imprinting that energy on the spirit. And let's say I come from 7 generations of fearful people, so my DNA is screaming loudly fear. So I do the whole life fear clearing. I do the 7 generational fear clearing. So Pauline's wondering if that will take the imprint of all that fear off the spirit.
It can help it, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I was just trying to understand those imprint clearings that you have. What it does that do? Is that further than regular spirit clearing? That's what I was just questioning now. That's why I keep insisting on asking you, what the hell is the imprint?
Yeah, I think the clearings that you're asking about, the whole life and the 7 generational, Pauline, take away some of that, but I don't think they take away all of it.
Everything. Unless you specifically go for the imprint version, I gather.
Yeah, that would completely clean it off the spirit. That's my understanding.
Okay. Because not everything has labeled imprint. That's why I just was curious.
Yeah.
I've done my twin flame all the way back to from creation. I haven't worked on my spirit, and Ron said he's going to be doing a clearing to help us get our spirit back. So I don't know if I need to go through all those levels of clearings because he's going to develop something, but I don't know if I want to wait. So that's why I was just like questioning a little bit. I'm going too far. I know I originally only asked about the 7 generation. That was my intent.
No, it's okay. They're good questions. I don't understand the last thing that you just said, but I was with you right until then.
Oh, that's because I felt like I'm stretching out my call, which is not fair to whoever else might want to call, so I will let
that's all right. We'll hear a beep if someone else wants to call. But those are good questions. How does the 7 generational clearing help us, and does it help dead people, or do we have to be living? So we have to be in a body with our DNA, because once our body dies, our DNA isn't obviously active anymore, and so none of our ancestors that are dead, their DNA is not active either. So it's the imprint from those people in our DNA going up the generations that those 7 through 49 generational clearings will help with, not any of the bodies of those people that aren't around anymore.
Just their spirit, Ron said, if we do the deceased loved one on them. If you really want to help your ancestors and you know who it is, then you could do it with that. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's if they haven't incarnated yet.
Oh, yeah. You don't know until you, would we be able to ask you before we go ahead and do it? Or you
could,
can't find
uh-huh.
out? Okay, so we could ask you if we think this person, if you can get that, but I don't really know how you're going to get that info, because that's the records.
Spirit is here or not. If the spirit is reachable, the light ship can find it. I can find that out. But typically, the deceased loved one clearing should be done within, probably 1 month of the person's death. Anything past that, it may not be functional for the spirit, but it will work for the emotional body. It will always work for the emotional body, but if you take too long to wait for the spirit clearing and the dark side grabs it and takes it away, life's not going to find it.
Could you please check it? I did it for my father, and he already died like six years or something like that. Well, at least more than not a month. I didn't know you yet. But I did the emotional body. I felt that. But
yeah,
I
that's
don't
good.
Know
yeah, the emotional body.
Spirit body.
Yeah, you will feel the emotional one typically.
But
nothing's
I didn't feel
hanging
the
around
spirit body. Yeah. So you can't tell me if they found him?
No, they didn't find his spirit, no.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I should have asked you that before, but I didn't realize that I could have done that. So that's why he didn't feel anything. Okay. Ron, do you want some... It's interesting what Ed said about the nano thing, that he didn't feel certain things because he does so much ozone and all that, oxygen therapy. Can I also... This is something I wanted to share because I use your clear... I was, you know, catching up with all the body dump starts because it's the end of the expiration. So the whole time I've been doing, the whole month, even before you started doing the nano, I was doing, you know, my clearings plus all the ones I have access to, like the harmonic clearing, frequency clearing, and the light infusion. So I didn't feel very sick like from everybody else was getting. It's like, it felt like nothing to me. So I'm not sure. I probably will try the nano thing, but I'm still working on my prosperity jump start. And that's the reason why I asked the seventh generation, because I didn't do those, and I didn't want to start them without my son included in it somehow. But but I guess that was... just one more share, and then I'll shut up. You remember when I told you that at one of your expos, I have this spinal epidural thing, and I had problems there, and as soon as I said that, can you do get the clones out, that giving me this, you know, are attracted to me, giving me this pain and making it worse, and then it went away after all these years, like 30 years now. It just came back, so I guess it's time for me to come back to the clone call clearing because I feel it again. So that was very interesting. It's been a long time since I've had it, and usually it comes back when I'm, like, stressed out, but it's still, I never... But I haven't actually done the body rejuvenation portion of the skeletal, so maybe that'll help it. I still want to do a clone call here once in a while. I'm waiting for you to come online. I'm too, you know, busy otherwise. Okay? I just wanted to share that. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you, Pauline.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. All right. So there are several people that were asking about the nano clearing, Ron. On the fast chat. So since Pauline's brought that up, maybe we should do a little recap of that and mention that the clearing is now up online. It's called, let me pull it up, see if I can get it real quick. I've got so many windows open at the moment. Going to take me a second to find it. So in the meantime, Ron, somebody was asking for, where has it gone, a sample clearing for itching. If you could do that while I look for the...
Okay, itching. Yeah, we'll do, we'll get the alien critters. So there's some, there could be like little mites underneath your skin making you itch. But on your forehead, it could be the maggots. But we'll work with the little mites that are crawling underneath our skin. Some look like kind of like ants. So here we go. This is, and if you have some relief, then I would get on the either the 8-hour calls that we have next month, or do the alien attack page, and it'd be under parasitic life forms, alien parasitic life forms. So here we go. One, getting rid of these critters. These are alien critters crawling underneath your skin. Remember, your skin is crawling. You know that old phrase. One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, I have to sneeze here. Go ahead, Carrie, you're next here.
Oh, I sneezed earlier.
Interesting.
I sneezed when you were doing something, I can't remember what.
It'd be dust mites or something, huh?
Yeah. Maybe it was the lazy entities, I can't remember. I think we do have a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi there, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. So I just wanted to share with Ron and the group that I on the nasal clearing, I did 23 sets yesterday, and today I did 35 sets, and it sort of snuck up on me, but I got really fatigued, and I really overdid it today without realizing it, and I had to get a few hours rest. But so I'm going to have to really keep a lower number tomorrow if I do it. I'm going to have to cut way down. I've been doing too much.
Wait,
and overreacting on that, and it just snuck up on me, so I have to be careful about that. I just wanted to share that with the group. And then I wanted to request maybe on my left foot, my large toe on the left side, the nail is growing in sideways instead of straight up.
Oh,
I was wondering if I could get a clearing on that nerve in the corner of the left large toenail.
Okay, let's do a... let's do a timeline crash and then see if that helps here. So the nano one, maxed it out then, right, Larry? Where it's maxing you out?
Pardon me?
The nano clearing that you're doing, it's maxing you out, huh?
Yes, that's right. I really overdid it. 35 is way too much for me, and I have to really cut it down tomorrow to a low minimum because it'll sneak up on you. You really have to be careful about that. And just wanted to put out this careful observation for the group that we really have to be careful it doesn't sneak up on us, because I'm out at a store and then I get really tired and I have to come back
I think I would take some time off, Larry. I think I'd maybe take a day or two off and don't do it.
Okay, I'll try that.
But that way you're going to get your energy back again.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. And for Larry, too, here we go. Timeline crashes for fingernails, toenails, and maybe nerve problems. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How do you feel, Larry?
You still there, Larry?
Maybe Larry left. You still there, Carrie?
I'm still here, yeah. Yeah, so, all right. Well,
okay.
Are you there, Larry?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. How did you feel that? How are you feeling?
Okay, yeah, I feel like something released in my consciousness from that accident that happened. It was about maybe 12 years ago, and I feel like something released, and it hopefully it'll get better now.
Okay, great. Good.
Okay, well, thank you then.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for calling.
Oh, okay, thank you.
So, all right. So I'll just quickly whip through the text here on the new nano clearing that Larry's going to need to take a little break from, because he's pointing out something that was of concern to Ron, that this is a very heavy clearing, and so we probably need to take it kind of slow. So... all right, so it's called the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. And if you go onto Ron's website, creationlightship.com, you can just, oh my goodness, another beep, type in the word nano, and it'll come up. It's $25 for a month, $50 for unlimited. And we'll see who's on the line, and then we'll get back to this. So do we have a caller?
Yes, hi. This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
I'm the one who requested for the itching, and still having a little bit. But how does a person know if it's the alien thing that he's seeing, or if it's some medicine thing we're become allergic to, or a food, or something like that?
I don't know. What ideas do you have, Carrie?
Well, I guess if it's an ongoing. I guess you have to look at if you've eaten something different in the last few days, or you've started or stopped a medication. That would be
well,
the
I
only
just
way
stopped,
the elimination.
I've been fasting today to see if it'll help, and then try to figure something out.
I would just try and do what you can do to eliminate those other two possibilities, and if you know, you either do or you don't find that it's them, and then if it's not, then it's probably some of these lovely characters we have on board, I would think.
Okay. Well, I want to do that other clearing, but I had to wait till the beginning of the month again.
Okay.
For the body jumpstart, I can't find... Is that still ongoing?
Yes, it should be, yes. Uh-huh.
I can't find my email that had the codes on it or anything. Is there a way I can get that again? Even though I did pay for it, but I just can't find it.
Just send Ron an email.
Just send it to me, and I'll forward it to you again.
Pardon me?
Just send me an email, and I'll forward it to you again.
Okay.
Like I said, it's time so far.
And then you were saying I needed to do the light infusion, and you mentioned the body jump start, but you can't do light infusion on the specialty clearing. Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I'm not sure. Do you know Carrie?
No, not offhand. No, I don't have that one in front of me. No, I don't know if that's on there.
I didn't see it, but I thought I didn't know if you could write it in and say, do light infusion for me, you know.
There's light infusion on a lot of the free ones, Marcy. So if you can't find it on a clearing that you're on, just look on the free ones.
And just
go down to the bottom there and put that up that way.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the easiest way to do it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so back to the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. So there's just a little paragraph of all the stuff that's going on in 2012. So 2012 promises to be the climax of agendas that have been planned for a long time by off-planet races who do not have the best intentions for mankind. Part of these plans include an air pollution or toxin that has been deliberately put into our atmosphere. It was created using nanotechnology and has made its way into all of us. And in fact, it doesn't say that here, but into all living things on the planet. So starting in early summer of 2012, this technology will become activated and cause a numbing effect on our consciousness. This clearing will shield you from the drug-like effects of this technology. And then there's a little paragraph here about using the clearing. Now, we've kind of changed a little. It's suggesting here that you put the auric field protection up. We're having a link to that added to the page. That's not on there right now. When you do this clearing, don't do any other clearings at the same time except putting up a page with Spirit Infusion, which you can have running constantly through the clearing. And then there's just a little paragraph about some of the symptoms that people have been feeling, experiencing. Those of us who, have been on the radio shows where Ron has done samples or on the Sunday calls where Ron has done samples. So that's the gist of it. It has just been up a few days online, and as I said, I think before, it's $25 if you want to try it for a month, or it's $50 for the unlimited version. So anything else you want to say about it, Ron, for the people who are asking? There were a few people asking, I guess, who weren't familiar with the clearing.
You first get the clearing for $25, and that might be enough for you. Then if you feel like something is bothering you, maybe after a month or so, clearing is good for a month. And if you want to go in and get the unlimited, you can do that. Or you could just, maybe if you only want one more month, and just pay another $25 for a month. So either way, it could work. I think a lot of people maybe want to do the unlimited, but it's kind of up to you. I'm thinking about putting also on a whole lifetime one. Which I don't know if it's needed or not after doing this one, but I go a little deeper. I'm not sure. So as we get further into it, what I can do maybe next month sometime after people have used it for maybe a couple weeks to a month, maybe we can do a particular age and just see if it affects you at all. case you want to do your whole lifetime one. But I would think that it's going to, there's so much that's going on that clearing that it should probably get rid of everything. So that's kind of what I'm kind of getting, that may not be needed, but people may want to do the whole lifetime one anyway. I don't know. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so earlier in the show, Steve was asking on the fast chat if you could explain the difference between light infusion and light integration.
Same thing.
Same thing, okay.
We just use a different word sometimes.
Okay. And then Brian was asking, does yawning mean we have a problem? So when you're doing clearing, you know, you were yawning, I was yawning, other people were typing in on the fast chat, they were yawning. So does that mean we have a problem, Brian wants to know?
It means that somebody out there has a problem because it's really heavy energy for me. So I'm yawning because it's more than normal that I'm used to carrying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm yawning. If you're yawning, then, you know, the people listening, then you know that you're in deep doo-doo. So if you're yawning out there, it's a good thing. But you just remember that you have probably bigger problems than most. A lot of people don't yawn at all, and if you find yourself yawning through a clearing, you know that you're infested. That's what I would say. For me, it just means that the people out there have more of an issue on a particular thing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Somebody was asking for hurtful energies in the neck to be released. I guess.
Well, energies, that would probably be entities. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, getting worse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, still on it here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's continue on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's see what that did for you. And you might want to do also maybe timeline crashes possibly for that and just see what happens. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I just also wanted to, going back to the nano clearing, we didn't mention the drop-down box once you buy this. It's the format is similar to the 2,000-year barcode in that it goes back in century-length increments except for the last century, which is divided up. Actually, no, the 1800s, actually, I'm looking on here. Okay, so the 18 and 1900s and this decade that we've just had of the century are divided up in 10-year chunks, and then before that, it's 100-year chunks. And Ron, you were mentioning the other day, I don't remember which show it was on, that we should do each portion probably about 12 times, you had said.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We probably
each 10 years, a dozen times, yes.
And then what about the century ones, where it's divided that way, so the 1600s, the 1500s?
I would just see how it works with that, maybe one time, maybe we'll find out from people what to do on that one.
Okay. All right. And do lots of spirit integration, step two, as well. I'm going to be putting the two windows up at the same time so that spirit integration is running while the drop-down box is on whatever year chunk I'm on. So that's okay, right, Ron?
Yes, that is fine. Uh-huh.
You don't have to go back and forth. You can go through. But as Larry was saying, take it easy. Don't do too much at once. It's not like doing your billboard or doing self-empowerment or clearing or whatever. This one's going to be a little rougher to do. So, the clearing says $25 for the unlimited upgrade. So I guess the way it's formatted on the PayPal page, you pay for your month and then you go in and pay for the upgrade separately, secondly, to get your unlimited version. So Steve's asking, 10 years times 12 starting at what year? It starts in the present. It starts, the first drop-down box is called, let me just get in there, now through 21 AD. So you do that number one in the drop-down box 12 times, and then you go to 2, which is 2000 AD back to 1991, and then you click on that and you do that 12 times. So hopefully that makes sense. You just work your way back through the drop-down box 12 times. 12 times, 12 times, 12 times each entry until you get to the centuries. So Ron is saying, you know, just see how it feels. If you're someone that doesn't feel too much, I would say do it a couple of times anyway, just in case. But we'll probably hear from people soon who are doing this. Will let us know how they're feeling and if 12 feels enough, or maybe some people are still feeling it and we need to do it more than 12. We'll know soon, I would think, Ron, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I have 55 on one of my clocks. Where are you at on your clocks?
I got 54.
54. Okay. Let's see then if we had any other. Liz was asking for some detox water at the beginning of the show, so maybe we can close with that.
Sure. Okay. Here we go. Everybody, get a glass of water. I'd be kind of quick, but
maybe we can detox for the itchy scalp critters or skin things that you did.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
We all have that clearing.
Yep, we could do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get your glass of water. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, I think we're probably out of time. I have 57 now. So the next show is Friday on Station 2 at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And then Saturday night, same time, Station 2, Saturday night, live on the Lightship. And I think there's no intensive this weekend. Those are starting up again on the 9th and 10th of June, that weekend. So I guess we'll talk about those a little nearer that date. Anything else, Ron, before we sign off?
No, we got the special call tomorrow, which is to get the...
Cloning.
Cloning people. If you have any concerns there, might feel better afterwards. Oh. Yes, back to you, Carrie. So that starts at 5:30. It's an hour call. And you might feel a lot better afterwards. So.
Yeah, so Pauline might be back on that call to help with her back. I think it was her back. I bet Pauline will be on the call. So I'm all out of stuff to say, Ron, other than good night and thank you to everybody that called and for all your questions on the fast chat. And I'll see you on Friday, and thanks for the water, Ron.
Okay, we'll catch you later, everybody.
Night-night.
Hey, good night.